to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
We had the guy on from Pro Football Focus yesterday, and
Doug Kite.
Yeah, Doug Kite. And Omar Ruiz is going to join us from the NFL Network at the bottom of the hour, about 25 minutes from now.
That's my dude.
That's your guy.
Yeah, good dude.
NFL Network. That's your peeps.
No, but Omar's a good dude.
Is Kay Adams leaving?
Yeah, she's leaving Good Morning Football. Yeah. I don't know what she's doing. I haven't heard.
I think she wants to spread out and do more
national. You think she's going to one of the big money, like.
Yeah, she'll probably get $5 or $6 million a year.
Maybe she's going to do something at Prime, you know, Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. Maybe she'll go do studio show there or something. I guarantee you she's leaving
for something.
She's getting a bunch of cash.
I'm going to go $5 or $6 million a year, probably.
I haven't even seen. We always have ESPN on here. I don't know who's taking her spot. My girl Colleen Wolf is too. I don't know. Maybe at the end of the month. Colleen Wolf
see
is
what's
too
on there,
valuable
RJ.
To NFL
see what's on
Network.
NFL Network. Anyway, so I got Cooper Kupp in the fifth round of my draft last year.
You killed it then.
I killed it. How about that Cooper? Okay, who are you taking first this year?
I mean, it's going to be hard to pass on Kupp.
What about Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. JT is going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Have to go Jonathan Taylor because he's going to get the carries. He's a touchdown getter. He is a catch getter. He's everything. You're right. It would have to be Jonathan Taylor. Would have to be off the top of my head. It'd have to be Jonathan Taylor because they also make the offense about him. Jonathan Taylor will be the first pick of fantasy football.
Yes. The second pick, Cooper Kupp?
There's usually going to be a run on running backs first. So,
Although
I got to think about it.
He should be the.
I'll bet you Javonte Williams, a first rounder this year in Denver.
Denver, yep.
Yeah, he'll be a first rounder. McCaffrey is going to be up there again. Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, usual suspects in the first round. Cooper Kupp will be a first round wide receiver.
Derrick Henry
Reek
this
will
year?
Be a first.
I read an article where this is the beginning of the end
this
for Derrick Henry.
This is where you start to see the breakdown. Like, there's a lot of history on this, especially if you go back to his time at Alabama and the breakdown, the physical breakdown. I'd say just off the top of my head, you're going to get McCaffrey will probably be a first again. He's going to have to prove another year of injury before people get off of him in the first. McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, another injury guy. Alvin Kamara. I think Javonte Williams. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor. You have Cooper Kupp, Tyreek. Who are we forgetting here? Who's the running backs that we're forgetting?
Right now? What about Debo? Where does Debo go?
Oh, yeah, Debo. Well, let's see what happens. But I think because of Debo's points, I mean, I had Debo last year and Cordarrelle Patterson, killers.
Yeah.
So the reason I was number one in the league until the very end was because those guys who can run and catch
what about
are
Jamar
unbelievably
Chase?
Valuable.
Joe Mixon, you're not remember.
Joe Mixon
can score touchdowns.
He's one of those sneaky first round guys too that will go in there. Yeah, Justin
you
Jefferson
know who scored touchdowns.
I would
last
say
year?
Justin Jefferson over Jamar Chase.
You would. That was another question. Is Justin Jefferson the best young wide? Is he a better young wide receiver than Jamar Chase? Because if Jamar Chase ain't one, he's two.
No, he's better now. Justin Jefferson's better now. But if you ask me who was better in 3 years. Jamar Chase has special Justin Jefferson. Hey, I can't hate on Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson catches a ball all three levels. Jamar is just really special. When the ball's up in the air, down the field, he can do some. I mean, he's a ball-winning machine.
So you didn't even mention who scored, you know, along with Jonathan Taylor, scored 20 touchdowns last year.
Hold on, let me think. Is there a running back?
Yep.
20 total. Obviously, you're taking 20 total touchdowns.
20 total.
So let me
12
see.
Rush, 8 receiving.
No AFC South Denver Chargers. Not Eckler.
Yes, it's Eckler.
Did Eckler score 20?
20.
Dude, I had Eckler, too, on my team.
I had Eckler on my team, too. I had Eckler.
Yeah. Wait, Eckler had 20
Derrick
touchdowns?
Derrick Henry.
There's no way Eckler had 20
Kupp,
total touchdowns.
Thielen.
I don't feel like that dude was balling out for me
I had the whitest team
enough.
Ever, though. Although,
actually, I traded for Austin Eckler. That's what it was.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I traded DK Metcalf for Austin Eckler. Yeah. I fooled him.
James Conner scored 18 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm
last
not buying
year.
Into the James Conner stuff.
No, but
he is a well. That's the thing. You're looking for 80 yards rushing. Move along to the next guy. You want a guy that's going to hog up touchdowns, a touchdown vulture? Let me introduce you to James Conner. He's one of those guys.
It's worth the second or third round.
Oh, man, I just personally can't do it. I just personally can't do it. I want the guy to be able to catch some passes, get some carries. But then when you lift your head up and all of a sudden, oh, that's right, here's another, you know, 36 yards and a touchdown. It's 9.6 for James Conner.
Yeah.
You know, he has two touchdowns, and before you know it, James Conner could have 25 yards rushing, and he's got, you know, 12 points on touchdowns alone.
You know who has surprisingly scored 15 touchdowns last year? Damian Harris. How about that?
Damian Harris did?
Yeah.
Where did Damian go? He left, didn't
he? He's,
I mean, the Patriots drafted two running backs.
Is Damian Harris gone? He's going to just...
I think very quietly. Maybe he's still there, but...
No, I think he's still there. Mike Evans was right there. Debo.
Yeah,
Jamar.
Damian Harris is still there, and yet they drafted Kevin Harris, and they drafted Pierre Strong. They drafted
two
running
backs. That's
what
they do, though. They just love to put different running backs out there. They don't. That's
Belichick's just weird.
What?
He's just weird. Like, why are you drafting two running backs unless you're going to move on from Damian Harris? I don't know. I just don't get it. Why are you spending draft capital drafting to have three running backs? Any one of them could get 15 carries on any given game, and we already know it's going to happen too. All of a sudden, Pierre Strong will have 21 carries one game for 140 yards. There'll be a mass rush to the waiver wire for Pierre Strong, and the next week he gets two carries.
Right.
And Damian Harris will have 14 for 75 yards, six catches, and a touchdown. I mean, it's like, what the hell? It's the worst. Bill Belichick is the worst for fantasy football owners. You never know ever what he's going to do at running backs. It's been its way forever.
Forever.
He just screws with fantasy owners. That's all he does. It's all he does. In any given week, the guy that was the leading rusher the last week will be in street clothes. He won't even be active. Like, wait a minute. How is this guy inactive? He had 19 carries for 96 yards last week. Too bad.
Hey, the top guys, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Nick Chubb, they all only had 9 touchdowns last year. 9 touchdowns.
So, is all. Man,
but
I cannot believe this. 12 rushing touchdowns, 8 receiving touchdowns for Austin Eckler.
No.
And in rushing yards, he averaged 56 yards a game rushing.
That's it. That's all right. Who cares? Score.
Receiving 40 yards a game.
40? So he averaged almost 100 yards a game. 100 yards a game. Plus the touchdowns? Are you kidding me? Austin Eckler, I got him in like the third round. Oh, no, I got him in second round. Derrick Henry first and Austin Eckler second round. 8-9-12 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us. If you have a plumbing problem, people, listen up. Listen up. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the best. Period, exclamation point. Trust our guys. I have recommended them. A buddy of mine had a pipe burst in one of his rooms, and he was like, John, and I was happened to be sitting there. He's like, I need a plumber. I was like, I got a plumber? That's easy. There's nothing to that. And we called. They were out that day, got there, fixed it. He said it was the best. They are awesome. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the best. If you're looking for the best way, and listen, they'll come to your home. You're not going to charge you to give you an estimate. They're going to come there, and they're going to give you a fair price.
That's the thing is you really want fairness, and you want honesty, and that's something that we can offer you. But once you get past that, once you know that you're dealing with a fair and honest company, how about the fact that Aqueduct simply can handle the biggest jobs and the smallest jobs, and they're excited to do either one of them for you, and they will get out there quickly and take care of you in a manner that you know you've come to expect from the people that we advertise for. Make sure you check them out for yourself, TheBenchPlumbing.com, TheBenchPlumbing.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
Yeah.
Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, 713-780-3776. We got this segment, and then after that, Omar's going to join us. So we will have some fun talking NFL Network with Lance's good friend, Omar Ruiz from the NFL Network. That's right after this. But
I didn't say we're good friends. But he's a buddy. Besties. He's a good guy.
A best friend. I thought you said you were bestie. He was your best friend.
No, he's not my best friend. I like Omar. He likes me. There's a mutual respect.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Like, do you like
stuff
everyone
about you?
Like, is there anyone you hate?
What if he
from
said something about
days?
You behind your back? Then what?
I mean, we got problems.
And that's not a mutual
a
respect, then, is it?
No, that wouldn't be. Okay, John Donaldson. Told you, you got the Josh Donaldson of radio right here. You didn't even know it, RJ. You're learning something new every day.
So first it was the James Harden of radio.
Yes.
Now the Josh Donaldson.
Well, he can be both.
You're changing form.
How about I'm the Michael Jordan of radio. How about that? Why can't I be that? Why
now, if I had to pick one, you do have a lot of Josh Donaldson features. But the James Harden, I think your career has been defined by your ability to do stuff. Yeah, like, you're more the Harden of radio. You don't really care.
Right.
James didn't really care.
Yeah, he had to come up small in the biggest moments.
Yes. I mean, there's just so much James Harden to your game.
Right.
You both sometimes will do crazy stuff with your hair.
Right.
You've got, you just let your hair just grow like crazy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you both will spend time outside during the summer.
Well, yeah.
You golf.
I golf, James. James is inside.
James does some outside stuff.
Does he? Are there strip clubs outside?
Well, there's a lot of
there's no
patios.
Outdoor
clubs? Oh, there's lots of patios that are just clubs that people go to.
Oh, yeah?
Packed. Yeah. Here around Houston, you can go to clubs that are just completely packed. But, yeah. So let's get the other Renee in here. The other Renee, you have to say that's like there was a Renee.
Eric.
There was a Renee, and now there's an other Renee. Is it other Renee or other Eric?
Eric, the other Eric.
Oh, I can't see.
Not the one that he's got a stripper girlfriend that calls and says stupid stuff all the time. It's
the
other Eric.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, don't forget that John is also the kept man of radio, the dark meat of radio. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was calling in to say,
like,
if anybody wants to get tickets to that film tonight, they're selling out fast. I had to pick, like, the 8th theater away from my house. I live in Cypress. We're going all the way to Richmond, so if you guys want to see that film tonight, you better get on it now because, like, the first row is what's left of a whole bunch of theaters here in town. So jump on that and I'll let that go.
I had no idea. Are you serious?
Well, it's because we've been promoting it.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah, it must be that.
Yeah.
Must be everyone.
So take that.
I want to
see
that,
it, Reed.
Too. I'm not
gonna... By the way, Reed is going to be at one of the Memorial City.
Is he?
Reed is going to be there afterwards, and they're going to show a film of after it was over. Nolan and Ruth and Bradley and Reed and all stood up there and they videoed. It wasn't. I don't know if it was here that they videotaped it, but they had premieres in Dallas. They had premieres all over the place. They filmed one of them, and you're going to show that after the film too. So you'll hear Nolan talking about the documentary.
You know, I hosted a Q&A like that before in it's either 2000 or 2001. Wait until I tell you who it was. I was already a fan of his comedy. I'd seen his comedy on Mr. Show, and I was like, oh, this guy's funny. I'd seen him on Ben Stiller's show. I already liked him. I thought he was a very funny guy. He had a movie that he had directed. I think he may have started it and directed it. And it was showing at the one that was at West Oaks Mall. Whatever it was at the time at West Oaks Mall in 2000. Do you know who that person was? And I got up and we talked. I did a Q&A with people who were asking questions.
Jackie
and
Gleason.
Then I spent about 30 minutes just talking. And we
Tom
had
Cruise.
A great time. We should have ended up best friends. I wish I would have become best friends with him instead of, doing a show with you. Who would this person have been? He's on TV today. Now, remember, he's from Chicago.
Jerry Seinfeld.
He's from Chicago.
Oh.
He got his start in Second City. I think he did Second City stuff. He was on Mr. Show with – he was on a show with David Cross. I'm giving you a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
He has been in comedies, but now he's in a drama that still airs today, and it's in its final season.
The answer is?
And it's coming up, and he is a shady lawyer.
Better Call Saul.
Bob Odenkirk.
Really?
Bob Odenkirk was a 30-something comedian who had made a film, and they said, hey, Lance, we want you to come out here and host
really?
The Q&A. He's going to be out here at West Oaks. I'm like, yeah, I love Bob Odenkirk. Great. And then we did a Q&A with people in the audience after the movie was over, and he and I just sat and talked for about 30 minutes afterwards, and then I went out, you know, partying downtown at that particular time. I remember the night. But, yeah, I got to do a little Q&A with Bob Odenkirk before he was, you know, in Breaking Bad and in Better Call Saul.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. He and I probably would be best friends.
Nothing to do with Facing Nolan, but okay.
No, but it's the Q&A thing.
The Q&A thing.
That's what made me
think of it. I got you.
Like, you could be best friends now with Reed Ryan. I'm kind of best friends with – I'm good friends with Bob Odenkirk.
No, he wouldn't remember you at all.
I'm going to say, remember that time?
Back in 2001?
I did a Q&A with you at a movie thing like 21 years ago.
He'd be like,
remember?
Dude, I just had a heart attack.
Remember?
I don't remember you, okay?
I've been in three other major shows since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but remember?
Remember?
That time at West Oaks Mall? Remember West Oaks Mall?
You know, I don't ever remember being in Houston.
Remember when they had that pizza place called Three Brothers Pizza, and our old producer from 610, Rusty, would get a slice of cheese pizza every Wednesday and walk his dog Punkin around their neighborhood? Remember, Bob?
I don't remember any of that. Kay Adams is not doing OnlyFans. Goodness gracious. Our listeners are. Kay Adams is leaving for a network job.
I'm just going to say something that's true. OnlyFans pays more than anything else right now.
It does.
Other than YouTube. OnlyFans and YouTube influencer pays more than any other profession.
Don't get me wrong. Kay Adams would make a lot of money doing OnlyFans. A lot of money.
Yeah.
But she's not. Stop that. My goodness.
Come on, Art. Class
Clean
it up a little bit.
Up, you people.
Class it up.
It wasn't
up a little
Art.
Bit.
I think it is not Dan Holden or somebody.
Oh, well, it's usually Art.
Yeah, it's usually Art should take the blame. It probably was. He probably told him to say that. So anyway, that's let's stop doing that. Willie Anderson changed the game too. Holds the big record, 9x7. Ooh. I don't know if that's a record. Is 9x7? No, Dwight Howard has an NBA record, right? What's Dwight Howard? Like,
what's the question?
9x7, Willie Anderson. I don't think that's a record. Dwight Howard holds the record, doesn't he? How many kids does he have by different women?
No, I don't know.
We're going to need you to look that up.
Tony Cromartie.
Can you find that on ESPN Stats?
I don't think you can.
You can't?
I don't think you can. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that stat. Hey, one thing that we have not brought up today, and I want to get a quick thought on it. So a toxicology report came out on Dwayne Haskins, and ESPN had a story. Now, he died in an auto accident. He was walking. He was a pedestrian, got hit by a car. Dump truck on a highway, yeah, and died. Toxicology report came out, I don't know, it's at least a month later, I would say.
That's what usually, right? It takes that long.
Okay, so a toxicology report came out, found that he was way, way above legal limit, 0.20 to 0.24. I just saw two different numbers. He also had ketamine in his system, which is an illegal drug. They also, the police report was released, and he was with a woman who was not his wife, okay? And I'm not saying anything. I'm bringing this up for a very specific reason. So it was not it was not an endearing final moment for his life that was ended much too soon, right? So I went online to see how people parsed this and responded to TMZ, had it, ESPN had a story. So I wanted to go see what people said on Twitter. And, you know, it was mixed, a mixed bag. Some people thought it's important for this to come out because it tells other young players, hey, you know, some of the stories that came out early, he was practicing with his teammates, and it was clearly that wasn't accurate. people wanted to go after the truck driver. It had nothing to do with the truck driver. We know what happened now. It came out. How do you feel about ESPN having that story?
TMZ had it too.
It is a story.
It's a story.
It's unfortunate, though, because he has passed away.
It besmirches his name a little bit, but it also is, you know, factual. And you have to come out with the facts. And, oh, by the way, the guy who was driving the dump truck is probably relieved, saying, holy crap.
Well, you had to listen. There were some people who tried to come and wanted to come after that guy and find out who it was. And that's the kind of, like, mob society we live in today. Yeah. That's really scary that would be your first inclination, is to immediately just go to that instead of trying to find out what happened. It's tricky for me because I think, I mean, nothing is gained by knowing this. It is factual, though. It's not, and it has happened with other people, too. Toxicology reports come out.
It's unfortunate. It's a story, though. I mean, especially in this era of wrongful death.
Well, especially when there was a guy that they had to look into.
Right.
I mean, they had to give blood tests and a blood alcohol check for the dump truck driver as well.
Absolutely.
So there is an issue because a life was lost. And so they look into all aspects. You know, the police report, the toxicology report is one thing. The police report stating that there had been a fight between him and his cousin. Now, he drove. That's terrible. You know, he's driving extremely impaired when they ran out of gas. But I don't know, having all the details, I didn't know how I felt about it. I was just wondering how you felt, because it is factual. It's not like it's an accurate bit of information. In this day and age where everyone's racing to have stuff first, ESPN's not going to just pass up on a police report and accurate information. Some people are calling them petty for having this.
No, it's not. It's a story. It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Sure. That, I mean, all the details come out.
Adam Schefter caught it because of the way he reported it. It's a death.
Yeah.
It's tragic. It was unnecessary. It happened, and these are the facts, and that's all you can, and sorry. If people don't like it, sorry. It's the facts, and it's life in 2022. Omar Ruiz joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, what about an OfferPad?
So I can tell you about OfferPad. OfferPad is, you really have to find out about what it is that they're doing, because if you're looking to sell your home for cash, this is the way to go. And I was on their website. They got a lot of myth-busting things on there. You know, you may think, oh, this is a company that's going to give you a low amount of money because they're going to flip houses. No, that's not what it is. Oh, well, then they're just looking to do this. No, that's not what it is. Actually, OfferPad on their website, offerpad.com, they go through any and all of those myths, and they'll tell you exactly who they are and what they are. What they give you is a chance to make home selling very, very easy. When you accept OfferPad's cash purchase offer, you jump instantly to sold. And you skip all of the headaches, like showing your home, getting your house ready, you know, to be sold. You got to fix this. You got to fix that. You got to fix that. You skip those costly repairs. There's no cleaning or yard work necessary. You get to pick your own closing day. You're sold without upending your lifestyle. If you got pets, you don't have to take the pets out for showing because maybe your pets don't like when people come in the home. You save your own sanity. This is what you're getting with OfferPad, and you also get very fair, aggressive offers right now. Homeowners who go to OfferPad.com are going to get all this information and much, much more. Go to OfferPad.com. They provide basic information about you. You provide basic information about your home, and OfferPad is going to send you an all-cash purchase offer within 24 hours. Make sure you go to OfferPad.com, refresh or request your free cash purchase offer today. That's OfferPad.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Omar Ruiz from the NFL Network joining us here on the show to talk some NFL stuff. Omar, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good. The legendary Bench Show. Glad to be here. You know, happy Tuesday. End of May. calendar about to turn to June, which means we're 2 months or about a month away from training camp after that. So here we go. Buckle up.
I tell John that you and I were boys, Omar. The NFL Network stuff and NFL media runs deep. It runs deep. Okay. So we click
up. Lance is my boy. It's always fun on with Lance. And especially, I love how Lance, he rolls with everything. You could throw something off the cuff, and he makes a good segment out of anything, whether it's planned, unplanned. Good sport makes good TV. So
I'm an improv guy, John. I'm an improv guy, John.
Isn't this cute, you two? Two besties getting together.
He's so
here.
Jealous, Omar. That's okay.
Omar, the Cardinals were front and center yesterday in the news. They're going to be on Hard Knocks, and Kyler decides not to show up for voluntary workouts. You know what? Well, his petulant as Kyler could be, this might be a good Hard Knocks.
That's what I was thinking.
This is a fascinating. This is one of the most fascinating storylines to me in the entire NFL. In that, you know, Hard Knocks capturing all this will be fantastic. But even if they're not, the fact that you have a Cardinals team that has been ascending the last 3 years have shown improvement. Yes, we all know about the tailing of their season, in a bad way. But you have a team that could continue to ascend. And Kyler can continue to get better and thrust himself in the MVP conversation. Hopefully, if you're the Cardinals for the entire season, as opposed to the first, 8 or 9 weeks of the year, and make a deeper run in the playoffs. But it is also a team that looks like, if things don't go the right direction, if everything blows up, that's a 4-13, 5-12 type of team. So the fact that you have two dramatically polar opposite potential outcomes for that team. It's just such a fascinating watch, and for it to all be captured in season on Hard Knocks, especially if they're not able to get a contract done before the season, and that drama is all playing out in season. My goodness, HBO is going to have a juggernaut on their hands.
Cliff Kingsbury, we were seeing yesterday, Cliff is 24-24-1, and he gets a contract extension. Is he one of these? Is he a McVay? Is he a LaFleur? Is he a Zach Taylor? I don't put him in that category. Do you?
Oh, no, not even close. I think he is a smart, good coach, but the fact that, that team hasn't put it all together with a quarterback who is tailor-made for his system, so there's no excuses there. And the fact that, they've made the playoff once and obviously, went out pretty quickly this past year. And the way that they just can't figure out the second half of those seasons, playing in November and December, has been problematic. And the fact that you get them those huge contract extensions, him and Steve Keim, was a little bit of a head scratcher. My theory on that is that Michael Bidwell already knew that this Kyler Murray contract situation was going to get a lot of attention, to have three of his franchise leaders, faces of the franchise type of people with contract situation always being talked about on these shows and on NFL Network and on ESPN might have been too much of a distraction to overcome. So he gives the extension to the coach and the general manager and let the quarterback contract situation play out as it may.
Omar Ruiz joins us from NFL Network. You talk about camp. We're very, very close to camp. And it's going to be very different this year because top flight wide receivers. Of course, we talked about a lot. You've talked about it on NFL Network. It's been a huge topic and a huge story. But once the football actually starts, Tyreek Hill's not there anymore. Tyreek is now with Mike McDaniel. We don't know what's going on with Deebo Samuel. Devontae Adams is not there for Aaron Rodgers, which is probably bigger than Tyreek not being there for Pat Mahomes. I think it's going to be interesting, Omar, to see how the storylines of how these quarterbacks perform with some of these top wide receivers moving places and which quarterbacks maybe make a move upwards because of the help they're going to get.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I was out at Rams practice yesterday, and I'll tell you what, you throw a name in there, Allen Robinson might be a dominant player opposite Cooper Kupp this year with Matthew Stafford and just, seeing Robinson out there for the first time. As big as he is, he's a lot bigger than I thought he'd be. As good of a player, as great of a player as he's been in his tenure here to now be with Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford And like I said, you know, with Cooper Kupp getting the attention of a number one receiver, I think Robinson is a situation to thrive, to be in that upper echelon type of receivers that you just mentioned. But yeah, I think Devontae Adams is a bigger loss than Tyreek Hill, because if you look at that Kansas City offense, Travis Kelce is the outlet. He's the security blanket for Patrick Mahomes, and he's still there, obviously. And I think Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, they're both smart enough to make the offense still go. But Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, so much of what they've done over the years is speaking of ad-lib, Lance, is that ad-libbing on the field, the connection that they've had, that spent years cultivating. And for him not to have that security blanket and the playmaking ability while grooming all these, you know, young receivers. And of course, you know, Sammy Watkins stays healthy and Randall Cobb, you know, reaches for the fountain of youth. You know, maybe it's different, but yeah, I think that's going to be a huge loss and, you know, perhaps Derek Carr's gain in terms of, you know, making that next step for them. But yeah, the wide receiver position, the way the dominoes have fallen, certainly will be a headline throughout the 2022 season.
Is wide receiver the deepest position in the NFL?
It has to be. And I think, you know, I think that was reflected in, you know, the draft, you know, sixth in the first. And I think we had similar numbers last year and the depth in the first three, four rounds. And it's interesting, you know, we've seen a lot of teams in developing their rosters, you know, change philosophies, stick to old philosophies in terms of quarterback. You know, do they look for the franchise quarterback, the difference maker, pay him the $40 million? Do they move on, try to stick to a rookie quarterback scale, you know, all that? And I think we're going to start seeing the same sort of decision-making for the receivers. Do you pay them the $30 million where this is going every single year, or do you just turn over that position in the draft and keep that position at a low salary scale? It'll be a fascinating thing to watch because of, like you said, the depth at the position currently. And you know, I think the first generation, or, you know, it's probably been that way for a couple of years where, you know, these guys have been playing since they were 6, 7 years old in the 7-on-7 leagues and just so polished nowadays that, you know, we're seeing the fruits of it now in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, I think another storyline that's going to develop this year, and it won't, probably not until the midpoint of the season, but the specter of Sean Payton is going to be hanging over Matt Rhule in Carolina, I think in Dallas, obviously, which is most likely in Dallas over McCarthy. I think this is going to be another thing that is talked about here and there in different articles. As soon as a coach gets on the hot seat, Sean Payton's name is invariably going to start coming up.
Yeah, I think it'll be here and there. Like you said, until somebody gets on the hot seat, then it'll be a dominating storyline, and you know, we'll hear the reports of the back channeling and everything else, because, you know, he'll be probably the most in-demand coach that we've seen in quite some time come 2023. And so, you know, obviously the flirtation and the connection to Dallas has been there for years and very natural there. Now, you know, Mike McCarthy will have another talented roster, and the expectation for them to go deeper in the playoffs will be there. But yeah, having Sean Payton hanging over his head there. And I think, you know, Carolina now emerging as a possible destination, I think is maybe more of a bargaining chip for Sean than anything else. But certainly, you know, as soon as, you know, a team struggles out the gate, there's going to be that talk there, knowing you have, you know, one of the best free agent coaches the NFL has seen in a number of years available at that time.
And then right after that, Urban Meyer. He's going to be right right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, how long before Daniel Snyder has to sell the team?
Man, you know, you mess with the owner's money, man. They come after you strong, you know, congressional cases and all this. You know, they may turn the other cheek, but, you know, you get any report of you know, skimming off the top. And then to turn around and, you know, use that money, or, you know, to use his money to buy up. That's just another head scratcher there in the NFL. You know, they're struggling with attendance and they're, you know, the fan morale in Washington seems to be at an all time low right now. You talk to any Washington fan and they're as disgruntled as any in the NFL. And then, you know, to buy a potential stadium site, you know, 45 minutes to an hour outside the city, just, you know, doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And I think how the owners here in the next couple of days at this owners meeting, now that that news is out about the land purchase, how that permeates with them and their thoughts will probably go a long way to tell you, you know, how Daniel Snyder's, you know, future in the NFL might play out depending on the reception he gets from the owners on this land business.
Well, it ain't a good reception. That is for sure. Those guys. Yeah. Forget all the sexual problems and all of the stuff that the Washington football team was doing. When you start stealing money, now we got a problem. Now yeah. We got a problem.
That's it, man. Oh man. The world is funny sometimes. And Daniel Snyder, you know, he's benefited a lot.
He didn't steal a lot of that.
He forgot to give the money to the other owners.
Oh, I forgot about this book.
Yeah.
That we kept the... Oh, man, they're going to be so mad.
Omar Ruiz right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. You guys want to say goodbye to each other?
No, I'll see him June
okay,
June 14th through the 16th.
I can't wait to see you, Lance. You got to come over and, teach me some of those barbecue tips, man.
See? World renowned, John.
Okay, so Omar, go to his feed.
All right,
see.
We got to let you go, Omar.
Go to his feed and see what our listeners think of Lance's brisket.
They've never had it. Those losers have never had it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man. When are you guys going to see each other again? Because I'm worried. June. It's going to be so long.
Everything's going to be fine in June.
In June?
Fine,
oh,
John.
Thank God. June's almost here, and you two can see each other. Omar, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Omar.
All right, fellas. Have a great day.
Omar Ruiz right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about my bookie. It is time. I mean, did you bet on Justin Thomas last week? Well, you could have gotten some great odds when he was 7 back. Great odds. And guess what? You cashed. Oh, but where were you? Were you on my booking? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Listen, if you're looking for a great place to bet your Astros, to bet your your NBA playoffs, to bet MMA, you got the Gervonta Davis fight this weekend. You can bet on that. Everything, anytime, anywhere. My bookie is ready for you. Put in now. Every deposit that you make, you get a deposit bonus right now. But you got to put in promo code BET975. If you don't put in the promo code, you ain't getting it. So put in promo code BET975. Even if you've been a client already and you're still on there and you just want to reload, you can do that. And you'll get a deposit bonus at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
I'll start it off, John.
Okay.
How about this? A Ukrainian refugee is blamed for breaking up her host couple who took her in. She broke up their relationship and is now going out with the man who took her in. Sophia Karkajim, 22, fled war-torn city of Lviv and was generously taken in by security guard Tony Garnett, 29, and his then-girlfriend Lorna in the UK earlier this month. But after only 10 days, sparks began to fly between the Ukrainian refugee and the heavily tattooed humanitarian.
Stuff happens.
Karkajim, who was an IT professional in Ukraine, blamed Lorna's spiraling suspicions for pushing her into Garnett's arms. And now they are together and the other girl's apart. So
it's not weird.
Who knew that a blonde Ukrainian who was 22 years old would,
it's not
would
weird
come
at
into
all.
The lives of the host couple, 29-year-old guy,
okay.
and his girlfriend was in her mid-20s. Yeah, that was always going to be a potential problem.
Yeah, that's on her.
Should we take in a child?
In the 29-year-old.
Let's take in a 22-year-old child.
Yeah, right.
Hey, she's my age.
Hey, the BBC had to apologize. They're showing a tennis tournament here, right? On the bottom of the screen, the scroll.
Yeah.
Manchester United are rubbish.
I mean, it is true.
Is
but
Manchester United rubbish?
Yeah, this year they were.
And what is Everton then? That's what I'm saying.
Safe.
Not
relegated.
Speaking of the BBC, over in Ireland, they're having a hard time getting people to take construction jobs. Do you know why?
I can't even imagine.
Well, because the workers don't want to get out of bed at 7.
join the club.
No one does.
Join a team.
Oh, come on, Ireland.
I like money better than sleep.
Come on. You're better than that.
But are they better than that?
Yeah. Yeah, they are better than that. An asteroid the size of 350 giraffes is going to fly past Earth this week. Do you want to see an asteroid that's the size of 350 giraffes?
How is this a measurement?
I have no idea
Who created the asteroid to giraffe?
350 giraffe.
The transition chart.
Yeah, it's a mile wide rock.
Who had that conversion chart of giraffe size?
It should have just said a mile wide rock. But I guess more people are interested if you're saying...
I'm curious about the size in terms of its immensity of giraffes.
How many giraffes would it be?
It can't be something I could imagine. You tell me that this giant meteor is this big in terms of giraffe size. How many giraffes could you fit into it?
Okay. How many aardvarks would it be?
What would it be in terms of the elephant? How many elephants, pachyderms, would it be a giraffe size?
Well, 350, there'd probably be about 420 elephants, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe not ever. George Bush was at a dinner in which he was blasting Putin. And he said this: the result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. Oh, wait. That was actually Bush that did that. Oops. That was a slip of the tongue. The top Taliban leader is in the news. He's making promises on women's rights. But he quipped, naughty women should stay home.
That's kind of light for them.
It's not bad.
It's actually progress.
Yeah, no, that and actually is kind of progress.
May not have followed up on that.
Hey.
They may not have reported on what he followed up
on. We're
going to
let women do more. You guys could be out on the streets now, you girls.
Yeah.
Not the naughty ones, though.
What do you consider naughty? All of you?
Yes.
Oh, so nothing then.
This guy's trying to curb homelessness in Austin. You know, there's a homeless problem.
I've heard there's homeless people in Austin.
Yeah. Apparently, he built a house on top of his car.
Oh, man, that's great.
Isn't that great? He gets to drive around. Yeah. It's a mobile home.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
It's a real mobile home. Look, he's got his house on top of his car.
Here's the thing. If I were homeless, is it okay if I get out before you drive around? I don't want you to take me someplace that I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the thing here. You want to stay in my car, and I would also suggest don't get out while the car's moving.
Yeah, no, please.
And it also could fly off of my car at any point. Police will shut that down. You can't drive around with a house on your car.
You can do whatever. You can stay wherever you want.
If he's parked, no, there's no rules in Austin.
Ohio man is in some trouble. He called police. His truck was stolen. Unfortunately, he had stolen the truck 5 days earlier. Is that not karma?
That's tough. That's tough to make that phone call.
It is tough, but you know what?
That's a tough phone call to make.
Somebody stole the truck.
Listen, I don't want to say somebody stole my truck.
It's not my truck per se.
Do you have your license and your registration that we can get to, or insurance documents so we can track this for you, or VIN number? I don't have any of that information.
You're going to have to ask the guy who lives around the corner.
I'm going to try to get it for you, though.
Yeah, I'll try to get it for
you. I'm going to see if I can get it for you.
We're done. Did you see Vanessa last night on TV?
I thought that was her.
You don't recognize her?
I was just kind of flipping the channels, and I saw brunette hair. Yeah. And I'm like, I wonder if that was Vanessa.
That was Vanessa. Thanks for stopping.
I waited. They kept talking and talking. I'm like, well, that's not Kaylee, and I know that it's not Julia Morales. And I'm like, I think that may have been
Vanessa.
So I just assumed
Vanessa did
it was
a post game, and she's going to do more. So she's joining us next with Paul Gallant right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92. We'll be right back.
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!